Hello, this is Courtney from Wonder in English. The Wonder in English community provides free online English lessons for students with an intermediate to advanced level of English. For the full version of this lesson, don't forget to check out wonderinenglish.com, wonderinenglish.com. Today I have a super fun topic for you guys that was requested by a few subscribers, and I'm finally going to do it. I was actually going to wait because a friend of mine was supposed to help me, but unfortunately they were super busy and they couldn't get around to it. So the reason why I wanted help is because today I'm going to talk about British versus American English, and I really wanted to get somebody to do the British accent for me. But I couldn't, so unfortunately you guys are gonna have to listen to me try to do the British accent, so I apologize already for that. So let's go ahead and get started. I'm gonna talk to you guys about the most distinct and important differences between British and American English. So the first way that British and American English differ is pronunciation. I'm sure you guys are very familiar with this. We sound so different. I'm gonna play a little clip of a British person speaking now, and then you can listen to me after, and yeah, you'll definitely notice if you haven't before.
I'm a sweaty mess. I'm just gonna be a bit of a mess in this video, I think. I've had the same makeup on all day. I'm just not really sure what this looks like.
So we like to pronounce the same word in a completely different way. So an American would say laboratory. Laboratory. A British person would say laboratory, laboratory. So we say laboratory, they say laboratory. Completely different. We also say schedule, and they say schedule. Americans say tomato, British people might say tomato. Americans would say advertisement, British people might say advertisement. Advertisement. Americans would say aluminum, and British people would say aluminium. The second way that we differ is vocabulary. So we will call the same thing two different words completely. So one of them is truck, but in England, a lorry is a truck. Trunk. So the back of the car where you put your bags and your groceries is called trunk in the United States. But it's called boot in the UK. Pants. So they call pants trousers in the UK. And pants in the UK is actually your underwear. So in the United States, the things that you wear underneath your pants are called underwear because you're wearing them underneath something. But in the UK, they call them pants. This is one that I've seen come up a lot with my British friend. She would always say jumper. I'm like, what's a jumper? A jumper is a sweater. So in the United States, we call them a sweater because they're so hot, they should make you sweat. But in the UK, they call them jumpers. Another article of clothing is sneakers. And in the UK, they call them trainers, which actually makes a lot of sense because you're training in them. I don't really know where sneakers came from. That's kind of a weird word. If you want to order chips in the United States, you're going to get potato chips. If you want to order chips in the UK, you're going to get French fries. So in the United States, it's French fries, and in the UK, it's chips. In the United States, it's potato chips, and in the UK, it's crisps. So I lived in the UK for one summer, and it really irritated me because I was running all around the grocery store, and I couldn't find cookies. So I was looking at all the signs at the top, and nowhere said cookies. And I was getting annoyed because I was like, no one in the UK eats cookies, or why am I not finding them? And then I realized that you call them biscuits in the UK. So if you like cookies, remember, they're biscuits. And if there is a line when you check out at the grocery store, don't call it a line there. Call it a queue, because when people are waiting for something, that's a queue. And when you take all of your groceries home to your apartment, don't call it an apartment, call it a flat. I actually love this word. I prefer this word over apartment. I live in a flat. I think that just sounds so much cooler. If you're driving in the car and you turn on your blinker in the United States, in the UK, you're turning on your indicator. Another vocabulary word that you should know, but probably should not use if you live in the United States, is rubber. So in the United States, eraser erases pencil that you write on a piece of paper. But in the UK, they call it a rubber, which makes sense because it's actually made of rubber. However, in the United States, rubber actually also means condom. It's like slang for condom. So let's not use the word rubber when you're here. Another one that's super common is elevator in the United States and lift in the UK. Also, if you're looking for the bathroom in the UK, you'll be looking for the loo. Or if you want to change your child's bathroom or their, you know, their diaper where they go to the bathroom, in the UK, you're going to call this a nappy. So we call it a diaper and they call it a nappy. So another thing that confused me is I actually lived in New Zealand for 6 months as well, and they used this word from the UK. They called it a torch, and everyone kept talking about having a torch and bringing a torch and where is a torch, and I was like, what are they talking about? Because in the United States, it's like hellfire, it's something that you use when you're going into caves, in the movies, and some scary mummy is going to come out at you. I didn't know what they were talking about. So eventually I figured out that torch means flashlight. If you're trying to throw garbage away, remember that garbage is actually called rubbish. And where do you throw it? In the United States, you throw it in a trash can, but in the UK, you throw it in the bin. Let's say you see someone who's dressed really well, and they're crossing the crosswalk. Well, you would say that they're well-dressed crossing the crosswalk in the United States, but in the UK, you would say they're dressed smart and they're on the zebra crossing. So it makes sense because those little lines look like zebra stripes, but smart in the United States has a different meaning. So if you say that someone looks smart in the United States, you're saying that they look intelligent. But if you say that someone looks smart in the UK, you're saying that they're dressed really well. They look like they're smart in their appearance and their clothes. So the last one you guys should know is period versus full stop. In the US, it's a period at the end of a sentence, but the punctuation at the end of the sentence is a full stop in the UK. So we also use different grammar or sentence structure in the US. There's less differences between the UK and the US than with vocabulary and pronunciation. However, there are some things that we use a little bit differently, or we don't use it as naturally as they do. So in the UK, you would say, have you got? But actually, this would be incorrect English in American English. In the United States, you would say, do you have? In the UK, they would very easily say, shall we go? In the United States, that's totally acceptable. However, it's not very common. We would say, should we go? In the UK, you can say, you needn't attend something. But in the United States, that would sound a little bit weird. So we would say, you don't need to attend something. And the very last one that I thought was really funny is in the UK, they say, I have a shower versus I take a shower. So I'm gonna go have a shower. That sounds so weird to me, but I guess it makes sense. I'm not sure why we're taking a shower in the United States. So the fourth most common difference is the fact that we spell things very, very differently. So I actually didn't realize this until I was, I think, in high school or middle school, and I saw a sign that had C-O-L-O-U-R. But then I noticed that in my book it said C-O-L-O-R, and I asked my teacher, why are they spelled differently? I don't know why I didn't know this. And the teacher said, oh, the one with the U is the British spelling, and the one without the U is the American spelling. And I was like, mind blown. Now I understand why some of these words have all these extra letters that I'm not used to seeing. So oftentimes in the United States, we will have words end in ER, like center. But in the UK, they'll actually flip those last two letters and have it be RE. Another way that they write things differently is that we would write things NSE, like defense, NSE, but in the UK they write it NCE, defense with a C. In the United States, we write things with an ending IZE, like apologize, but in the UK, they change that to an S, ISE, apologize. As I mentioned earlier, they will add a U. So instead of having an O-R ending, they'll have an O-U-R ending. So color versus color. They will also sometimes double the L when it's a suffix of the root word. So for example, we say traveling and we spell that with one L. But in the UK, they will write traveling with two L's. And the very last one is a difference between the ending of the past tense, ED. In English, we would say, I learned, or this was learned, and in the UK, they would have a T at the end, learned. So it's up to you to decide which way you like to spell things, but just try to keep it consistent based on the region that you choose. Okay, the fifth and last way that British and American English are completely different is through the slang. So every region has different slang, especially when we're talking about countries. And British English has way different slang than in the United States. I remember my mom telling me she went on a cruise and she ate so much food and she looked over to the people next to her and said, I'm stuffed. And in the United States, that means that you are super full, that you ate too much. But in the UK, this is something sexual. So don't say I'm stuffed when you go there. If you're tired, in the United States, it's really common to say I'm pooped or I'm whooped. And in the UK, you would say, I'm knackered, with a K. If you're hammered in the United States, that means you drank way too much alcohol. So in the UK, you would say that you're whackered instead of hammered. If you say that you're pissed in the UK, that also means that you're drunk. But if you say that you're pissed in the United States, that means that you're really angry about something, that you're really upset. So someone can piss you off. That's something that we use often in American English. And in the UK, they will say bloke, but in the United States, we say dude. And if you guys want this all as a downloadable PDF, then just click on the link that I'm going to put below. It's going to say differences between American and British English PDF. You guys will have all of this written out. So if you want to reference it later on, then you can go ahead and do that. Have a great day. Bye.